Come in. Little one, I've been expecting you. Don't be scared. You can come in. Judging by the sound of that, it appears you've filled your diaper like a very good little boy. Come here and sit on Mommy's knee. I'll need to do a check. Why are you hesitating? Because the door is not locked? Leave it unlocked. Do you trust me? Then come here and sit on my knee. Very good, little one. Okay, let's see what we have here. All right. Now lift your bottom so Mommy can get underneath. You really filled this one, didn't you? What a good little baby you are. Yes, you are. I'll also need to check your work to see how much studying you got done. Pass me your books. You read all of this? And wrote these notes today? You must have been studying for hours. Up. Sit on the desk. You have most certainly earned a gold star today, little one. You did exactly what Mommy asked you to do. I'm so proud of you today. You sat at the table for hours and quietly filled your diaper, hoping that no one would notice. Mommy did a little walk-by to check on you. Oh, you didn't even notice, did you? The library looked very full. Did anyone hear you? I wouldn't be so sure about that, honey. Your diaper is so full that it's making you walk a little funny. I heard that crinkle before you had even knocked on the door. As promised, here's your gold star. You most certainly earned it, baby. Hold out your hand. So cute. Do you like it? Yes, Mommy has not forgotten about your surprise. Here's just a little piece of it. Your very first stuffy from Mommy. It's a little kitty cat. You're gonna have to try your hardest and give them the best name. Oh, you're so sweet giving Kitty a big cuddle. You hold on to it while Mommy gives you a change. Hush, hush. You'll get the rest of your surprise later. For now, it's time to get you in a fresh diaper. I know you're so excited. You're gonna wear this one home. To bed tonight, and you'll need to send me pictures every hour up until you go to bed so I can monitor you. This one will be even bigger to accommodate you being in it for so many hours. Oh no, baby. It doesn't matter what you might need to do. Everything will go into this diaper. I'll be by early in the morning before school to pick you up. And to change my little baby, of course. Miss Gray will be away longer than initially expected. So you get to have me as your substitute for the next few days. It'll be nice to be able to keep such a close eye on you. Oh, I bet that makes you nervous. I'll be sure to seat you at the very back of the room. So when everyone has their heads down working, I'll be able to come up to you and slip my hand down here to check your diaper. You'll have to sit ever so still, otherwise we might get caught. Then everyone would know your secret. And then in front of the class, I just have to say it's because you're a baby. You can't help that you've needed these diapers all along to finally feel safe and comforted, waiting for a mommy like me to come along and take care of you. Why I'm showing you the rest of your surprise. Oh, little boy, have you never seen a woman's breast before? Of course not. It's okay, I give you permission to look. Oh, do you want to touch them? Follow me to the chair in the corner here and sit back down on Mommy's lap. Do you like them, little one? Oh, Now I want you to open up that cute little mouth of yours and place it here. Go on. Do you suck your thumb at night? Yeah. Well, I want you to do the same thing, but very gently. That's it. That's my good baby. You're learning to be so obedient. You know what? I think I've changed my mind about you sending me pictures tonight. Instead, you're gonna come home with me.